afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
people acknowledge the benefits of walking. It is known that we can benefit physically, mentally, even spiritually from engaging in such activity on a regular basis. As far back as ancient Greece, physicians prescribed walking to prevent emotional disturbance. Plato and Socrates, for example, believed that the mind works better while walking because physical activity stills the emotions, leaving pure reason preeminent. American lecturer and philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson in the mid-19th century walked extensively in preparation for his inspirational writings and lectures. We should take note of these and other exemplary citizens who have walked both to preserve their health and to stimulate their minds and creativity. Actually, the act of walking can bring fitness and health, but also enjoyment. And we don't have to be in the countryside to enjoy a walk. Walking can help to slow down our thoughts and increase our capacity to notice our surroundings in a new and more satisfying way. Volumes have been written about well-being in general terms. Information abounds on the internet today, and everyone has an opinion about health. While it is important to seek medical advice as and when appropriate, it is equally important to listen to ourselves. Our bodies and minds will give us clues about what is happening. And if we take note, we will also find guidance from within to improve our health. In modern English, the term health is derived from an earlier English word for whole. In the 15th century, the word whole meant to be unharmed or unwounded. Later on, the word whole came to mean to make whole or to heal. Thus, there is an early connection between the concept of being whole and that of being healthy. Contemporary models of health speak about the wholeness model. The wholeness model has brought together the human sciences, medicine, and psychology. New holistic and ecological approaches to health are emerging in modern times, encouraging us to take a wider view of health and healing. Then there is the psychosocial model that looks at the connection between biology, psychology, and social cultural factors, and invites us to examine these in the context of health. One of the studies associated with this model revealed that there are other factors outside an individual's health that may contribute to their perception of pain. This is an important consideration in that it helps us to consider that we each possess a unique combination of characteristics, traits, and protective factors. In other words, we must learn to take responsibility for our health and our own quality of life. How about a poem on health for us to consider? Keep this in mind for the coming week. Eat lightly, breathe deeply, live moderately, cultivate cheerfulness, and maintain an interest in life. Thank you.
Join us again next week for more musings.